There are many realities in the Christian faith that are at times difficult to fully comprehend. For me, one of those realities is that of poverty. Now, I'm not talking about material poverty that we find throughout the world and in our own country, in our own state at times. The kind of poverty that's hard for me to fully grasp and understand is that which Jesus talks about in the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. As soon as I start to think I get it, I realize I don't. This morning in the Magnificat, which some of you subscribe to, the very first line in the reflection from this priest named Father Don Hagerty says this: only in poverty do we intensify a real confidence in God. Only in poverty do we intensify a real confidence in God. That is to say, that place in our life where we're poor is an occasion where we can intensify our confidence in Him and not in self. How oftentimes, when we, to use an extreme term, hit rock bottom, or how oftentimes when we feel like we're losing control, do we just turn inward and say, I gotta figure this out. I gotta get through this. I gotta be stronger. I gotta be tougher. No. We need to just let go and give it to Him. The place where we're poorest, the place where we're most insecure, the place where we're most needy, can become one of the holiest places in our lives if we have the confidence to entrust it to Him. Today we celebrate the feast day of a great saint, Margaret Mary Alacoque. She was the saint to whom Jesus appeared in the 17th century, from which we get the very well-known devotion of the Sacred Heart. She lost her father at a young age. She had a very, very paralyzing illness. When she entered the convent, the older sisters there thought she was awkward, thought she was a bit slow. Who did Jesus choose to appear and give this great gift of the Sacred Heart to? Somebody who was poor. Somebody who was poor in spirit. Somebody who knew a tremendous reliance on God. May we not be discouraged in those places where we're lowly. But those places where we're lowly is the very place where God can do great things.